there's something more in the Maya calendar than that. And indeed, in all ancient traditions that speak of the destruction of a former civilization, and speak of the possibility that this destructive episode could return. And what all these traditions agree on is that humanity itself is in some way implicated in its own fate. If you look, for example, at the story of Atlantis, which was passed down to us by the Greek philosopher Plato, and which indeed sets the destruction of Atlantis very much in this same period around 12,000 years ago. If you look at that story, you will find that the background to Atlantis was that it had once been a noble, good, nurturing, kind and decent civilization, a civilization that was loved by the gods. But as time passed, it became arrogant, cruel, vicious and mean-spirited. It became greedy. It became arrogant. It became so confident and so sure of itself that it angered the gods.
No, thank God we're not any of that today.
Well, exactly.
Are you actually suggesting that if we stop being, I think it's gross, repugnant, arrogant, cruel, wasteful, and excessive, then perhaps we avoid prophecy and we set aside this physical event somehow?
Well, I'm suggesting that the nature of life on Earth may be more mysterious than we realize it is, and that the intentions and actions of human beings may resonate outwards from us into the cosmos and may come back to us in ways that we might not like if our behavior is extremely negative. And I have to say, if there was ever a civilization that looks in mythological terms like a soon-to-be-lost civilization, then that civilization is ours. Because just like Atlantis, we have, if you like, lost the mandate of heaven. We have become arrogant. We have become entirely and intensely materialistic. We have created a system of thought that denies the existence of any mystery in the universe. We say that we know everything. Our scientists claim to be in command of all physical laws. If you look around the world today, the terrible man-made disasters that are unfolding, the shocking and horrific cutting down of the Amazon rainforest, which is proceeding at an unbelievable rate. To me, this is not just an ecological or an economic disaster. This is at heart a spiritual disaster. And we know in our personal lives that if we think negative thoughts, if we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed with darkness and feel dark towards others around us, then that darkness will return to us. It will rebound on us without any doubt whatsoever.
I believe that.
Yeah, exactly. And if we on the other hand think good of others and try to act good towards others, then sooner or later that goodness will return to us too. And I can't help feeling that on a cosmic level, this is also likely to be true, and that our civilization today is indeed bringing down disaster upon ourselves. And in a sense, we don't even need a long-period comet coming back after 12,500 years in order to do it, because our civilization on its own is capable of destroying all life on this planet and of wiping itself out in a frenzy of greed and stupidity and violence. So I must say, yes, I'm very worried when I look at this situation. Look at the story of Noah in the Bible. Again, it's the same thing, that God had become angry with mankind. If you go back to the Sumerian civilization, the Epic of Gilgamesh and the story of the flood that is told there, you read that the gods had become infuriated by the behavior and, in fact, by the noise that mankind was making, and decided to shut us up and silence us and send a flood to wipe the earth clean and save only a few who survived in a great ark. So I actually do think that our behavior is a big part of the story, and that one need not feel helpless in the face of these events. It is possible for human beings to change their behavior, to stop behaving in a wrong way. And I think in our hearts, all of us know that our society has gone grievously and mm-hmm. badly wrong, and you know, it isn't too late to turn things around. And this is the other side of the Mayan prophecy, that inherent in the Mayan prophecy is a notion not only of the end of a world age, but also of the beginning of another one, of a kind of rebirth of consciousness. And in a way, that sun sitting in the heart, the womb of the Milky Way, can also be taken as a symbol of rebirth, that there may be hope in this prophecy as well as fear, that there may be light in this prophecy as well as darkness, that somehow, perhaps, if we can transform our own consciousness, then even if a disaster does afflict the Earth, we will be better placed to deal with it in some way. So
do you believe, Graham, do you believe it's possible? Certainly at the fringes of science, there's beginning to be a recognition of the possible power of consciousness.
Yes.
So do you believe that if we were, in effect, reborn and behaved entirely differently than we are now, that mass consciousness actually could avert the kind of catastrophic event, physical event, that you've been talking about?
Avert it, or at least make its consequences less damaging, and perhaps avert it entirely. Yes, I do believe that. There's so much wisdom has come down to us from antiquity that sees mankind not simply as a little local issue here on this planet, but really as the focus of a kind of cosmic struggle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, and that the decisions and actions of mankind may rebound far beyond ourselves out into the cosmos, that we may in fact be the fulcrum on which the entire cosmos pivots. And while that may sound very self-aggrandizing, it is the message of the ancient text. It is, for example, the message of the Gnostic text, the Nag Hammadi library that comes down to us from Egypt, that was found in 1945, documents that were written more than 2,000 years ago, see us as the focus and fulcrum of a cosmic struggle. And I think, again, we need only look into our own lives in the small scale to see how this might work on a much larger scale.